You go. Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Martinsville Speedway on a chilly Saturday morning. We've now been joined by three special guests this morning to kick off our media availabilities here on Saturday. We've been joined by driver Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 21 Motorcraft Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center Ford, and also Eddie and Lynn Wood from the historic Wood Brothers. And I'll start, Ryan, with you. Advancing into the next round of the playoffs, head to Martinsville, a track that is very special to your team, but also growing up not too far from here, knowing that you spent many of days here at Martinsville in your younger years. Talk a little bit about just coming here this weekend in the position your team is in and how you guys will approach tomorrow's race.
Yeah, coming here has always been pretty special for me growing up in High Point, not too far down the road, and I came to pretty much every race here when my dad was running, and so it's been really special. Now to be able to run it the past few years with the Wood Brothers has been even more special than being in Stewart, but half an hour down the road. So it's really important for us to go try to run well here, and we haven't run the best here in the past. I thought we made really good gains here in the spring race, the first half of the race, and then the second half didn't go very well for us. So hopefully we can change that up. Especially in the spot we're in, being in the round eight, which is really special to be able to get into this round, and because this team, they deserve to be in it, and they work their tails off to be up here. So hopefully we can kick this round off well at a racetrack that's very special to both of us.
And Eddie and Lynn, I'll let each of you comment on this, but just the being here in Martinsville, which is obviously very special to you guys, but also to potentially get your 100th win here. What would that mean, or I should say 100th win here at Martinsville, what would that mean to you guys? And then also just talking about the success of the team this year and making it into the next round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, winning that 100th race is really a big deal to us, but you never know when that's going to happen. You didn't know when 99 was going to happen or 98 or any of that. So, I mean, the focus is to do well here, of course, and, like Ryan said, we ran really well here in the spring, and we had trouble about halfway through the race. I think we had a jack break or something. I can't remember. But, just being here at Martinsville, close to our hometown in Stewart, is always special. It's been that way ever since I was a little kid. We used to be a grass infield here, and it was a big picnic when I was a kid here. And I saw my dad race here in the early 60s. And so this has always just been a special place to me. From that standpoint, but just looking forward to the race, and thankful to be in this round. Ryan ran a really, really strong race last week at Kansas to put us in this position, and really proud of him for that, because he had to start in the back and deal with all the stuff getting to the front, and did a great job. So really happy to be here.
Let's go ahead and open for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation. We'll start with Jerry and move up front to Mike.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Ryan, we'll probably hear more about this on your podcast, but can you talk about Bubba and his getting the ride and how cool that is for your buddy to finally be up here, going to be racing with you?
Yeah, that's great news. Really cool that they finally got that out in the open. I know that's been something they've been working on really hard for a while now. And it's nice that they finally announced it, and it's signed and done deal. So that was really special for him. I know he did a great job in that car the two or three races he ran in it earlier this year, and I'm excited for him to be a part of a really special team. So just really pumped up for him, and I know he's couldn't be happier, and he deserves it. He's worked really hard his whole career, and I've hated to see him sit out the second half of this year. You hate to see that, but. Hopefully it all works out, and I think he's on the right track, and hopefully they figure out what they're going to do as far as team stuff. But that was really cool for him to finally get that out in the open, because everyone's been asking, and there's been rumors going around, and it's nice to finally kind of say it and not have to deal with it. Now he can go focus on next year and get ready to run well.
All right. Mike, go ahead.
Mike Hember, USA Today. Eddie, you mentioned your dad. How's he reacted to you guys making it this far, and talked about the possibility of getting that driver's championship?
Yeah, I mean, he's really excited about it. I mean, he watches every race. He actually still tapes them. I'm not talking about with a DVR. I'm talking about with the VCR. You know, he's still got a machine, and he'll go back and he'll analyze it and talk to us about it. And like if we do something, we ran out of fuel somewhere, and he was like, y'all think y'all were at Darlington, and it was a mile and a half, like you can run longer there. I mean, he keeps up with it, like, just as much as we do. And, you know, he and our mom both are just very excited about it. It's just something new. You know, we hadn't been in this position ever, really. And I think it's just as new for them as it is us. But it's just, you know, we're just thankful to be here, man.
All right. Bob?
Bob Hockers, ESPN. Ryan, was it a big motivator to be able to come back from the back last week? And then also, you know, Eddie said, happy to be here. I mean, is it a successful season no matter what happens the next 4 weeks?
Yeah, I thought it was a good motivator coming from the back like that. And I know we had a good car all weekend pretty much. And, that's probably arguably the best racetrack that we go to as far as myself and team and things like that. But it was nice, even after our issue Friday, fixing it and still being super fast like that was a big pickup. And I think the progress we made before the competition caution was showed the strength of our car, and that really got everybody really fired up. Not that we were down after having to start in the pack. You know, we knew we were up to the challenge. You know, we like challenges on that team, and I feel like that was a good challenge for us, and we rose to the occasion all around. But I forgot the second part of your question. I got asked that question a few times throughout the last couple of weeks of, you know, did this meet expectations or, you know, go further than you expected? And I didn't really have any expectations for this year. I just wanted to, I think everyone on the team just wanted to go out and do our best and do what, you know, to our full capability of how we can do things, and whatever happens, happens, whether that's winning a race or however far we go in the rounds. We just kind of take it week to week, or that's personally how I look at it. And, you know, we go do our best, and the rest will deal with that, or will work itself out. But I don't really want to chalk it up as a successful or unsuccessful season yet, and we'll see kind of how we go. But it's been a lot of fun. It's probably the most fun I've ever had racing this whole year, and no matter what race cars. But hopefully we can, you know, keep going the next month or so and see what happens.
All right. Al, go ahead.
Yeah, Al Pearson, Motor Week, for either Eddie or Lynn. The fact that you're kind of playing with house money, sort of along the same lines of the other questions, the fact that you're not maybe supposed to be here, does that free you up a little bit to try things or do strategy or try to do something unconventional? Because, hell, you know, that might work. Does that give you any more freedom than if you were expected to be here?
I think that's kind of the way we play it anyway. You know, we won a race this year, and we set on pole, and we had done either one of those in several years. So, you know, when we gets down to the end of a race and that crucial caution, do you pit, do you not, I think we can take chances. And like I say, it's been a good year, and hopefully it winds up being better than it is.
All right. I believe Kelly, Lee, Nate, and Chris. Go ahead, Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Ryan, speaking of motivation, did you hear Eddie's comment from last week after your performance in Kansas? He said that was a very David Pearson-like drive. Did you hear that, and does that kind of stick with you at all?
Yeah, I did hear that, and honestly, you're crazy, Eddie, if you think that I'm even capable of that. But that was really nice of you to say. But, yeah, I mean, that was really neat. You know, anytime someone you look up to says good things about you, that makes you feel good inside. And personally, as a, you know, not only as a racer, but as a human being as well. So that was really neat to hear. But I don't agree with you. Mm-hmm.
Starting into that race, and you've got to start 40th, that requires patience and a lot of thought and a lot of awareness about what's going on. And those qualities was one of David Pearson's greatest assets. The old guys in here, Hembry and Pierce, they remember all that. You're welcome. I was wondering how y'all, what the pecking order is to get on the front row here. But anyway, yeah, it's I made that statement that I compared him, that run, to a race that Pearson ran, and Lynn and I both were part of that. We were our uncle's helpers. You know, we were there. We weren't a big we didn't make a lot of it didn't matter. We didn't make things better or worse, but we were there. And just the way that things flowed in that race reminded me a lot of the races that David ran. And I think it's he's headed in that direction for sure.
All right, Lee, go ahead.
Glenn, when people talk about Ford, they talk about how they've been behind, how their balance isn't quite where the Toyotas have been. But then again, when they also talk about Ford, they talk about Blaney and saying that he doesn't look like he lacks for speed. You know, can you kind of address where you feel the Fords are shaping up going into the last four races?
Well, I think for us, in particular, we had three pretty strong races in the last round. We were fast at Talladega. I think we were first and third, won a stage in the stages, and that the stage points are so critical right now. I mean, we got 18 points there, and last week, you know, starting last, with him getting up through there, we got 10 points. So those were kind of what helped make us make the next round, to be honest with you. I think our run at Kansas shows that we may be a really good car at Texas, because we were good. I think we won both stages there in the spring. So let's hope we're peaking at the right time, or we get at least the best we can be.
And Blaney, if you do get to Homestead, what do you got for them?
I don't know. I'll let you know when we get there, if we get there. But I don't. Yeah, I personally like Homestead. It's a fun race, right? We were testing there the last couple of days, Wednesday, Thursday. So I thought the test went pretty well. But you never know. You can't never tell at a test what teams are doing. But I like it. It's a tough racetrack. I mean, there's a couple of guys who shine there. But I personally like it. But, you know, until we get there, I'm not really going to focus on that. My focus is Martinsville and then Texas. So we'll see. But I think we are closer. You know, to carry on what Len said, I think the past couple months, we've gotten our cars better as far as Fords in general. I think we've all made gains, especially the four car. He's been really fast. So there's a handful of us that have made really big gains, and hopefully we're, you know, like Len said, peaking at the right time to where we can really capitalize on the speed of our cars and trying to advance and make it to Homestead.
It's still three races to go right now, not four, not yet.
All right, we're going to go Nate, Chris, and then end with Hembree. Nate, go ahead.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. I have two. First is obviously the easiest way to advance is to win, but at least one of the spots in the final four will be based on points. Do you guys have a sense about how many points you would need over the next three races? Have you guys figured that out yet, looking at the last 3 years? I know it's different, but.
Yeah, I don't really know. the stage points are huge. No, they're gigantic. So hopefully we can gather a bunch of those, but I'm not really sure how many it's going to take. I mean, you can probably run 10th in every single race this year and not advance, or, you know, in this round, just stage points matter. You're going to have to get, I think, at least, you know, 12 to 15 stage points a race and finish inside the top 10 just to even have a prayer, just because the competition is so good right now. I mean, there's eight of the best cars. So I don't really know a number, but I think 12 to 15 points a race and then top 10 just to have a shot at it. So
and then for you, Eddie, how long has your dad been using VHS tapes, and have you tried to get him to switch to a DVR?
No, when they first came out, you know, some of you may not even remember that, but these two will. But yeah, I mean, he's got his own little tape recorder, and he's got drawers and drawers of, I mean, he could, if you guys need a tape of 5 years ago somewhere, he's got it. He never duplicates or never tapes over one he's already got. He just gets new ones. And I didn't even know you could still buy them. But he, yeah, he's still got it. I mean, he's got He's got a stack of remote controls. I mean, he's got, you know, the satellite and all that, but he's got like a stack of remote controls. He's got them numbered, and every now and then his TV will, you know how it is. You hit the wrong button and things go haywire, and he'll have that every now and then. But he's got a knack for figuring it out. So, but he does. He analyzes all these races just like, you know, we all do.
And in fairness, Daddy does have an iPhone. But he uses it to take pictures of all his wood cutting and yard trimming and brush cleaning, stuff like that, more so than answering the phone or using it. He doesn't text.
Yeah, he doesn't text, but he knows how to send a picture. He'll cut a big tree down, he'll send us a picture of it. And when I'm talking about a big tree, I'm talking about like 1 to 1.5, 2 foot thick stuff, and he'll cut it down by himself, clear it up, chop it up, and then put it in his tractor and carry it away. I mean, he's a wood chopper. Yeah,
wood chopper.
I mean, he could outwork us put together. I'll say that.
All right, Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Ryan, where do you feel like that the Wood Brothers are as far as the Ford contingent in the playoffs?
I mean, I think I'm not going to say we're last in line. I think we're one of the top. I think we've shown it. We've shown good speed, and it's nice to have three Fords in the eight. That's, you know, that's a pretty good number, and it's nice to be just a part of that group. So, like I said, we're just happy to be here, and we're going to make the most of the opportunities that are presented to us. But I think we're just as competitive as the other two Fords, and just as competitive as the whole other field. You know, obviously there's a couple cars that have been great all year, and you got to give those teams credit. But I think we're next in line, and we're getting closer to where we need to be, and hopefully we can get to where we need to be here pretty soon, and be able to step up and rise up to the occasion and do well. So.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
Ryan, there's four former champions left in the eight. Is that an intimidation factor at all, guys who've been there and done that and know all the pressures and all, or does that matter?
Honestly, I didn't even know there was four left. I don't really pay attention to that. All I know is we got into the next round, and I look forward to Martinsville and doing what we need to do to be good here. I don't, you know, it was the same question last week, if there's, you know, the 20 and the 18 and the 48 of all and us right there, and there's just other guys I'm racing. I don't really, you know, I respect everybody, what they've done. I looked up to a lot of those guys growing up racing. I watched them when I was just getting started, and you know, but they're just other racers. I think that's how you have to look at it. You can't get intimidated or things like that. Then you're already kind of behind. But I didn't even notice there was four. We just want to put work in and worry about our own team. I feel like when we worry about ourselves, we're our best. When we're not paying attention to everybody else, that when we can focus on the 21 car, that is when everybody is at their best. Myself and, you know, the whole team, pit crew, I think that's when we, you know, succeed.
Eddie, Lynn, Ryan, thank you for your time this morning. We wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.